Well, the CAM schools and KJAN have been working on a collaboration to give some of the students an opportunity to learn a little bit about broadcasting, mostly in video, with the program that we're working on right now. And we want to talk a little bit about that this morning. Shelley Miller joins us. Shelley's an instructor at the CAM schools with business and also with the English department. And she's been helping to oversee some of the things like the journalism department and also, of course, this new program, too. Shelley, thanks for the time.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
How did this project get off the ground? Where did this idea come from?
Well, I was approached by an employee of the area, AEA, and they were wondering if we'd be interested in working with the Authentic Learning Network. And what that means is it's hands-on projects that kids will be working with area business partners, learning the trade, getting hands-on experience, and working directly with our area businesses and learning how to be a professional.
How does that fit the mission with what CAM is trying to accomplish?
Oh, career readiness. You know, we want these kids to be ready for college. We want them to be ready for a career. You know, everybody sits through the English, math, and all of those important things, but it's really important for them to get that hands-on experience in a business that is of interest to them. We do have an internship program here at CAM as well, and they do get some good experience with that. But with this digital media class, we are working with a number of business partners in the area, in Oneida and Atlantic for right now. And we have a number of projects in the works. And these kids come in 3 times a week, and we have a whole list of projects, and they are definitely at work doing that every day.
You bet. Well, it's a digital media kind of a video type thing that these kids are getting a chance to do. What all does that mean? What are they trying to do? What all kinds of projects are they working on through this?
Okay. The first one is really an awesome one with KJN. They're working with you, Jim. You've been a godsend to us. You come over and help them learn how to do the play-by-play. You've taught them how to run the video. They're doing the home games right now, and you and Chris Parks have been great about coming over and sitting with us and getting us up and running. So we have that project. The next project we have, we're working with the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce. We're working on an app for the city of Atlantic. They're going to have area businesses there with their information, a picture of their business. So we're working with Bailey Smith on that. The kids do a digital announcement every other day. They come in, they film in our green room. My office has been transformed into a green room. Lost my office, but that's okay. So they do that twice a week, and they have news and weather, and they have an athlete of the week, a student of the week. So that's fun. That is also put out on Twitter and Facebook, so the whole community can listen in on that. We have done some website design. We're hoping to get more of that with area businesses. Our motto here is your problem is our project. And so any of those area businesses out there that have something that maybe they don't have time to do, they don't have the resources to put into that particular project, our kids will come in, figure out what to do. Our kids are so they don't need a lot of training. They just dig right in and they learn how to do it. You know, you and I that are in our 50s, we want to be shown how to do things. They just jump right in and they learn and they teach themselves. So that's a real plus. We're doing some short videos of our athletes that we're going to be intermingling with our play-by-play on the live streaming. We're also having quite a big social media presence. We're very active on Twitter. We have a Facebook account, so those announcements show up there. Our videos of the kids, the athletes, they're going to be showing up on Twitter and Facebook as well. And our parents and our grandparents out there love to see that. We've had a number of phone calls saying, hey, we're watching those announcements every other day, so we're very pleased about that. So it's just a great, great opportunity for these kids to get some hands-on experience and really learn how to talk to these business people. Our kids have actually gone over to the Chamber of Commerce, made a presentation to Bailey, the director of Chamber of Commerce, and had some dialogue with her and got some feedback. And so it's just a really good experience for them.
Let's talk benefits. First of all, for the students, what are the benefits for them?
The benefits are they're learning a trade. They're learning how to do something brand new. They're not being micromanaged by me. They come in, you know, they have their project they're working on. They're expected to get to a certain point by the end of the week. They learn how to be self
self-starters?
Yeah, motivated. Self-starter. That's a good word. Right. I'm not overseeing them all the time. I'm just facilitating, and I'm giving them advice on, you know, when they come up with a problem, let's figure out how to fix this problem together.
Sure. What about the CAM School District? What does the CAM School District get out of all of this? There's been some money outlaid, of course. Fortunately, there were some grant opportunities out there to help fund some of the necessary equipment for the project. But what does the school get out of this?
Well, actually, we applied for the STEM BEST grant in in October. We were awarded that. So we're purchasing equipment. We're purchasing some technology equipment. We're purchasing some new furniture for the classroom. It's just a really great experience for these kids to do something totally different than their peers. I do have a waiting list for kids to get into this class. Unfortunately, we only have one offering right now. We're hoping as time goes on and we get more business partners down the road in Oneida, Cumberland, Messina, Atlantic, all around, that we'll be able to extend this a little bit and have additional class time for other students.
Absolutely. So what does the community get out of a program like this? How do they benefit?
The businesses benefit greatly because they're getting free work, basically. So when we're working for the app, you know, they're not having to pay someone to come in and do that. These kids are putting the time in. What they get back from that experience is the business partners will buy them equipment, or they're not allowed to pay them, but they're able to give them equipment or consulting and just really helping them learn how to do this trade.
You bet. I know this is a partnership also with the Area Education Agency. They've been very supportive.
Absolutely. Joni Aim, she is our digital media specialist from the area, and she comes out every single Wednesday and helps me with the class. It's really good to have that mentorship. She's very good in the digital world, so that's a real plus for us. So she's giving me input and helping me just pretty much lead the way with this new project.
Sure.
We went down to Creston. Creston is one of the first schools that started this Authentic Learning Network program, and we've learned a lot from them. We've gone down and observed them and seen their, you know, have noticed some of the equipment that they have and their furniture, et cetera. We're trying to transform our whole classroom. Instead of it being the desk situation where the teacher's in the front with the podium and the kids are at a desk, you know, that gets pretty old after a while, so we're going to have some really fun equipment, fun furniture that really is conducive to collaboration, because when they get in the working world, they're going to have to collaborate with coworkers, and we just think that's the best way to get our kids motivated.
Yeah, I guess the easy way to teach is just to say, here's the computer, kids, now get your nose in that. But this actually in some ways gets their nose out of that and makes them get out and have to do face-to-face work and collaboration and please other people, too, when you're offering services.
Absolutely. The great thing about this is they have to be communicating with the business partners, and the business partners are expecting a certain degree of excellence. And so those kids know that ahead of time, and they run through it with me first. They do a practice run. This is what we're going to present to the business partner, and I critique them, or Joni, who comes in from the area. We just help them with advice, and they go out and do it. And we get them over to the business partner, and we turn them loose.
Yeah, it's just another way that education continues to evolve.
Absolutely. You know, that's the way that education is going right now. Kids, they're so involved with computers and technology that when they get out in the working world, that's what they're going to be using. And it's just really imperative that they learn how to use the technology, dig in and learn something new without having to be spoon-fed, and then just working face-to-face with business partners. Because, you know, right now with the social media, kids are they're online, they're on Twitter and they're Facebook and Snapchat and all those great things. But learning to communicate face-to-face with business people or business partners is really key.
And that's one of the things, too, usually in a classroom setting, well, sure, students get feedback. It's usually from the teacher. In this case, in this type of learning, students are getting a lot of feedback from a lot of directions.
That's absolutely correct. We've had some very good feedback from yourself and also from the chamber. They did a website already, got some good feedback from that. And we're just looking for more business partners, actually. We have about 5 or 6 right now, and we're looking for more. And the more business partners we can get, the more students that we can involve in this program. We're hoping to get, you know, another 1 or 2 programs or another 1 or 2 classes for next year, but we need more projects. So right now, we're just at a really good place. We're having some great success with the projects that we're doing, and we're just hoping for more for next year.
Are there limits, or is it pretty limitless?
As far as the kids in the class?
As the opportunities out there.
Absolutely limitless. We're open to anything. These kids are ready to do the thing out there, and they're anxious to meet with the business partners. And
it's just make a phone call, I guess, if they think of something that they could have maybe work with CAM students, have some assistance on, just make a phone call, have a discussion, see if it can work into the curriculum.
Absolutely. There's a thing we're going to be hopefully doing next year. We're going to be doing something called a think tank. And we're going to invite a lot of area businesses, a number of them. We're going to have a meeting in the library or somewhere at the school, you know, have some food, invite them in and show them what we've done. And then that will help spur them on to think about things that maybe they could have us do. We are going to be going to the Capitol in February. We're going to be showing the legislators what we have been doing, so we're working towards that. We feel like that's a big honor to be able to do that. They've asked us to come. This is so brand new that they're really wanting to know exactly what we're doing, and we're hoping that this will become widespread and that every school will adopt a program like this and kids can get that hands-on. My goal for down the road, I know this sounds kind of crazy, but down the road we're hoping to create a coffee shop where our kids make the business plan and they have a coffee shop and they sell things that the kids in the school are making, like our small business class. They have stickers. We have a shop class that can make woodworking. We have a FFA instructor that does all kinds of things with metal, and art class. There are so many things that we could sell there. Kids can work there. They can make the business plan. They can do the taxes and just see how the whole thing works together. That's our plan down the road.
Well, it's not unusual for CAM to be cutting edge. They were out there in front of the online academy, and now you're looking at other opportunities to allow the kids to kind of learn outside the walls of the school, too. So there's always a different way, a different avenue for the next phase of education. So thanks a lot for all you do. Appreciate it. And thanks for the visit here today. Best of luck.
Thank you so much, Jim. We appreciate all the help that KJN has given the CAM students over the past few months, and we look forward to a very successful relationship with you guys over the next few years.